On Baby Street by Jenny Eclair and Julie Ballou, starring Francis Barber, Keith Allen, Kathy Burke and Jenny Eclair. I have returned once more to Baby Street. Where have I been? Here and there, confounding weathermen mostly. Freak weather conditions amuse me. Today the sky is blue and the sun shines. People are leaving for work without umbrellas. At lunchtime they will sit in parks and eat sandwiches. That is where I shall get them. Hailstones will bounce and they will all run shrieking. It is time for me to visit my mothers-to-be, Geraldine, Shona and Yvette. My, what big girls you are. Bigger than whales. And I'm talking the country, not the mammal. Whoever coined the phrase delicate condition? There is nothing delicate about a woman who is 7 months pregnant. They are as delicate as tanks. The babies have grown. They could be born now and live, but it is too early. We are not ready. I shall let them cook a while longer. The little mites, they are better left where they are. They sleep, they eat, they wee and poo and flex their tiny limbs. It's so simple. Outside in the real world, things are more complicated.
One liver, bacon, chops and sausage.
Kelly, will you come down the antenatal classes with us tonight?
Antenatal classes? You don't need to go to them when I can tell you everything you need to know.
Well, I don't doubt it, but the idea is to meet up with other pregnant women and share your experiences.
I've got enough experiences for the old ward. Here, just come into the kitchen and I'll show you me episiotomy scars.
Another time, Kel. I really feel I should make the effort. Anyway, it'll be just like school.
You were rubbish at school.
Well, this'll give me the chance to make up for it. I've got to go. Feel really stupid not knowing anything. Oh!
Oh, canting all. Kicking, is it?
Oh, yeah, green belt.
So is your dad coming tonight?
Well, I was hoping you could talk him out of it.
You should be thrilled he wants to come. When my dad found out I was up the spout, he committed suicide. I've never forgiven myself for that.
It wasn't your fault.
Well, I did tell him if he didn't like it, he could go and drop dead. They're all the same, my family. So bleating literal.
And he wants to come, and there ain't much I can do to stop him.
Why don't we make a night of it? We'll go for a couple of pints afterwards and then go on for a curry.
Oh, I don't think I fancy that, Kel. I'm still a bit off me, Tucker.
Who invited you? I'm talking about your dad and me. You can go home and enjoy the peace and quiet of a brat-free flat while you can. Believe me, it only takes a few bright orange stick men drawn on the walls in magic marker and a dirty great lump of toffee in your duvet before child abuse suddenly seems like a bloody good idea.
All right. Oh, but one thing.
What?
It's no smoking.
What, when you're in labour?
Nah, at the antenatal.
Listen, I was 10 centimetres dilated and I still had a packet of Dunnell Andy. Look at my kids. It ain't done them no harm.
Your Charlie's only 4'2".
So?
He's 21 years old.
Must be on his father's side. Here, I'll meet you down the hospital at 6 o'clock. Now clear off, I've got work to be getting on with. Whose was this bleating liver, bacon, chops and sausage? It's congealing on me.
It was mine, actually, but I've gone off the idea. I've nipped over to the Cliffords. Something is missing at number 4. The rowing machine is still here. Geraldine barks her shins on it daily. But where's the cafetiere? The Corby trouser press? Geraldine, where is Robert?
He's gone. Lock, stock and Dire Straits albums. His sock drawer is empty. His wardrobe is bare. He didn't even leave a razor. I haven't been able to shave my legs since he left. Never mind slip my wrists.
Oh, so apart from having legs like an Alsatian, are you okay?
Well, it's odd. I keep watching A Question of Sport out of habit. Then I remember he's no longer here and I don't have to. So then I do things which used to annoy him, like putting the butter knife into the marmalade. And it's bliss not having to witness him trimming his nostril hair.
You don't miss him at all.
I feel a bit like I'm on holiday. I've started wearing all the kind of stuff he hated.
Yes, I noticed you've gone a bit ethnic.
Yes, and I'd paint my toenails purple if I could reach them.
Oh, I'll do them for you. It's my job. Did Joanna Lumley's last week. Oh, if anyone needed an odour eater.
I'm glad you're staying. This house makes noises at night.
Oh, what kind of noises?
Creaking and groaning. I think the foundations are moving.
Lucky house. The only nocturnal emission you'll get from me is the occasional sob.
Are you really still cut up over Gavin?
Heterosexual men should not be allowed to grow moustaches. It contravenes the Trades Description Act and confuses us poor puffs.
You really didn't know he was straight?
Hey-ho, never trust a man who didn't like Thelma and Louise. Oh, well, at least this Beeb job will keep me busy.
Dominic is a makeup artist. He'll be doing casualty for the next 3 months. Dom knows hundreds of things you can do with latex. Leslie Joseph adores him.
Just before he left, Robert asked if I'd mind wearing a bra in bed. He said my breasts reminded him of udders.
No.
He went right off milk. It all got too animal for him. And another thing, he never let me watch Coronation Street or have my ears pierced or eat pot noodles.
Philistine.
I knew it was over when he bought me that rowing machine for my 40th. Well, from now on, I'm going to do as I please. I shall have aubergine highlights put in my hair and sunbathe topless in the back garden.
I wouldn't try that at lunchtime, Geraldine. The hailstones will ricochet off your magnificent bosom.
Well, tonight you can put your feet up whilst I paint your toenails and we can eat pot noodles in front of the telly. It's Wednesday, the street's on.
Bliss.
Aren't you forgetting something, Geraldine? You have a David Hockney calendar on your kitchen wall. Today's date is circled in red. Tonight you have your first antenatal class. Remember what Robert said.
To be honest, Geraldine, I can't be doing with all that ghastly beanbag mentality. I really don't think that I want to know what goes on down there. PJ at work still has flashbacks, so I'm afraid if you want to roll about on a mat panting, you'll have to do it on your own.
Plus ça change, Geraldine.
I can't. I've just remembered I've got an antenatal. And as my birthing partner, it's your duty to attend.
I'll come with you on one condition.
What?
You shave your legs. You're still my sister.
I like Geraldine's brother, Dominic. Gay men are a quirk of mine. They even things up. For every beery lager lout, there is a Judy Garland-loving Nancy boy. It makes for a more civilised world. Now, Shona, our northern lass, a few doors down, is vast with her twins. The skin stretched over that massive belly is as tight as a drum. Stretch marks are inevitable, Shona. That expensive cream you use is in vain. And the bigger that belly becomes, the smaller their tiny flat appears. Don't forget, my dears, it is a buyer's market.
Thanks for coming round, Mr. Appleby. I'm afraid I'll have to stay out here on the landing. There's not enough room inside for three adults and a tape measure.
So what we have is a well-presented top-floor flat in a Grade 2 listed Regency-style house with one good-sized bedroom and the potential for a small second bedroom or dining area in a peaceful and tranquil setting just 10 minutes from the city. Access to spacious garden with fish pond overlooking heath, castle and river. Very reasonably valued.
Goodness, we didn't know any of that when we moved in.
Ideally, we'd like to be in our new home in time for the twins' christening.
And so you shall be, Mrs. Gordon, eh? Twins! Wonderful, double of everything. My old mother had twins, but the other one didn't live very long. Still, can't all be survivors, can we? I can see it's awkward for you to turn round, so I'll see myself out. Bye-bye.
Oh, Ian, do you think we'll ever sell our cosy little marital home and move into a large, roomy family house with orchard and paddock?
Of course we will, Poppet. You heard the man, and after all, he's an expert. He seemed jolly decent.
Oh, Ian, I'm so excited about going to our antenatal class tonight. Hey, what do you suppose it'll be like?
Well, I suspect we'll all be given individual desks to sit at and reams of paper to take down all those notes.
Oh, I haven't been to a proper class since I left school.
Neither have I. Well, not unless you count that course Trevor and I took in TV theme tunes. And of course, BT did send me on a customer complaints weekend, but that wasn't really work.
No. Hey, I wonder what the other ladies will be like, you know. I mean, whether or not we'll get on and make lifelong connections which we'll never break.
Oh, wouldn't that be jolly, eh? Meeting a nice, like-minded couple, sharing all our woes and joys, mixing at the kiddies' birthday do's, maybe even spending the odd evening out at a Garfunkel's sipping lager and feasting on fine food. Oh, Shona, life's just beginning for us.
Oh, I know, Ian. It's like everything that's gone before was just a rehearsal for the real thing. Mm. Oh, that's my hot pot done. Come and grab a tray.
Shona and Ian are having an early supper. They are from the north, after all. And anyway, they have a date tonight at the hospital. Shona and Ian and pot noodle craving Geraldine and her artistic brother Dom and the teenage Yvette and Yvette's fishmonger dad and their mate Kelly are all going to the same antenatal class. It begins at 6 prompt. It would never do to be late. I shall go along. It makes me laugh. I like to hear them talk, 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 talk. The talking is easy. But when push comes to shove, then all the classes in the world cannot prepare them for the real thing.
Hello, ladies. Hello. And partners. My name's Mary, and I'll be taking your antenatal classes for the next 5 weeks.
Oh, right. Where's Kelly? She was supposed to meet us here.
Look, she'll turn up now. Just concentrate. You're not in school now. You might miss something. Come on.
There's tea and biscuits available. All I ask is that you pop 20p into the box, as this is the National Health and cost is a premium. Mm. I'll ask you all to wear your name tags so that we can be as informal as possible.
And
hopefully we can all make friends with each other.
Oh, God, this is like a singles bar.
None that I've ever been to. You can't drink, you can't smoke, and there's not one village people look alike amongst the lot of them.
Ian, what do you suppose those cushions are for?
Well, probably for the fathers to get comfy on while you girls do all your learning.
Excuse me, miss.
Oh, call me Mary, do.
Right. Miss Mary, what are all the cushions for?
We'll come to that eventually. Shona.
I don't like surprises. I mean, if I'm expected to do something that may cause embarrassment, I'd like to know in advance.
Steady on, old girl. You're getting all bossy again. Must be the hormones. Sorry, Mary.
Oh, that's quite all right. All our little mothers-to-be are bound to be apprehensive. The cushions are for the second stage labour simulation. But as I said, we'll get round to that.
I think I'm going to enjoy this. Reminds me of boarding school.
Yes, which is exactly why I'm going to loathe it.
These classes are for your benefit. We hope to put your minds at rest while at the same time preparing you for what lays ahead.
Are we allowed to ask questions?
Of course. We encourage you to.
Have you ever actually had a baby?
Well, no. Not personally.
Oh, only I'm expecting twins. Thank you. So, obviously, I'll need to know twice as much.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find the classes more than a little helpful.
Now, will you be holding breastfeeding workshops?
Yes. I'll give you the dates.
What do we have to bring?
I'd have thought that had been obvious.
Shh, Dawn.
I've got some notes here that I'll be handing out, and they should tell you everything you need to know.
What about birthing positions? When will we be doing those? Oh,
Jesus, couldn't you just shoot it?
Dom, she's a neighbour.
No wonder Robert moved out.
We will be covering birthing positions in the fourth week.
Well, that's no good. I mean, what if I'm premature? I can't go into the delivery room not knowing whether to squat or stir it.
Shona, settle, settle. You're panicking and making a show of us.
There are babies, Ian. Lord knows we've waited long enough. And I refuse to do anything that might put them at risk.
God, wouldn't she drive you around a bend? There you go, poor old geezer.
I'd like to start by showing a video.
Oh, good. I hope it's one I ain't seen.
Robert Clifford, barrister and QC, you are a fully grown man. Why is it you do not act like one? Where are you? You should be at these classes. Your wife needs you. Robert is staying with his friend Clive. Clive has a large flat. Space is no problem. Robert is the problem.
Clive? I say, Clive, I know it's jolly decent of you to put me up like this, but I think there's a couple of things we should get straight. Item one, towels. Mine are the white ones, the ones on the towel rail. Yours are the limp green ones lying in a sodden puddle on the floor. Item two, cheese. I had a very nice wadge of mature Stilton on my shelf in the fridge. Was it there last night? No, it was not. And there were telltale Bath Oliver crumbs leading from the kitchen all the way to your bedroom. You shouldn't snack in the bedroom, Clive. We'll have an infestation of mice. Item three. I realise that having an air hostess as a girlfriend is difficult, but allowing her to call you from wherever she is, regardless of what time of day or night it is really antisocial. Put her straight, if you will. Will you, old man?
No wonder Geraldine chucked you out, Robert. You really are the most crushing bore.
I've put up with you for 2 weeks now. How your wife tolerated you for nearly 2 decades is beyond me. I'm going out now, and when I come back, I don't want you here. I've lived with 3 women in my life, and they all drove me crazy, but you, Robert, you take the biscuit.
No, Clive, you took the biscuit. You took my Bath Oliver and my cheese. That's theft.
Robert, get stuffed!
Well, really, the man is quite unhinged. Hello, Elaine. No, it's not about work. The thing is...
So Robert goes round to Elaine's. He will sleep on the sofa. That's the idea. The sofa is not comfortable. Elaine's bed is comfortable. If Elaine would only shift some of her large collection of stuffed toys, there would be room for Robert.
This is cosy, isn't it, Robert? I bought a nice bottle of Liebfraumilch to go with our supper.
Ooh, Liebfraumilch. Robert is a wine snob. He'll only drink stuff that's been recommended by the Sunday Times. Elaine has much to learn.
Actually, Elaine, it's not really on drinking German wine. People just don't do it.
I've got some Malibu. Would you rather have that?
Robert and Elaine eat Marks and Spencer's chicken Kievs. There is cheese sauce on Robert's chin. They drink the Malibu, they drink the Liebfraumilch, they drink the stuff that Elaine's friend Mandy brought back from Spain with a dead worm in the bottom. Elaine is very relaxed. Unfortunately, she has relaxed into an alcoholic stupor. Robert carries her to her bed. He is tempted. Elaine is soft and warm. But she is more or less unconscious. And whatever else Robert is, he is a gentleman. Still, the thought crosses his mind. If he did take advantage, she probably wouldn't remember in the morning. Office tittle-tattle would be avoided. Robert, go to your sofa. I am going back to class.
Anne and Peter Jones are expecting their first baby.
Oh, isn't that funny? He's got the same name as the shop.
Sorry, was that a question?
No, my good lady wife was merely pointing out it was a bit of a coincidence. The man in the film having the same name as the department store.
If we could just get on. This is a woman in the first stage of labour.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to throw up.
As you can see, she's coping quite well with the mild contractions. Look, she's even able to carry on with her crocheting. I do suggest you have a book or a hobby handy. Some of you may be in the first stages for a very long time, and it can get boring.
How long?
It varies from mother to mother, but usually 5 to 15 hours.
Oh, God, I'm going to faint.
Don't worry. We'll be covering all aspects of pain relief.
Both my mother and 5 sisters were 3 weeks late and had to be induced. Do you think that runs in the family?
There's always that possibility. And no doubt, you've all heard the tales of bringing on baby.
Like a curry or something spicy to eat?
Yes.
Or sexual intercourse. That sometimes does the trick, doesn't it?
Sell up, Geraldine, sell up.
A lot of couples do subscribe to that theory, yes.
Dad, why don't you go and get a paper or something?
Wait, quiet you, I'm listening.
I know, and I can't stand it.
Are you suggesting we should have penetrative sex at 40 weeks pregnant?
Believe it or not, some people find it very enjoyable.
What about the women?
Oh, sorry, I haven't missed anything, have I?
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, sorry, Yvette, I went to the wrong room. I've just spent 20 minutes learning how to give mouth to mouth.
I'm sorry, but we don't allow smoking in here.
Oh, no, that's what they said in mouth to mouth.
You mad lady, put that cigarette out immediately.
All right, keep your maternity smock on.
Oh, Ian, I can't breathe. I think I'm going to black out.
If you'd all please turn your attention to the screen, you will notice our mum is now entering the second stage of labour, meaning that her cervix is fully dilated.
Oh, Lord, thank you, sweet Jesus, for giving me a willy.
Dom, you'll be asked to leave the room in a minute.
Jealousy's of hers.
When do you know it's time to go to hospital? When your waters break or when the contractions are coming regularly?
Well, you don't want to faff around waiting for contractions, love. I've got a bit cocky with my third. Reckoned I could fit one more game of bingo in. There I was, eyes down, 3 more numbers to go, and out pops our Keith. I was that busy catching the placenta in a Tesco's carrier that I missed me numbers. If he'd have waited 10 minutes, I'd have won the hostess trolley and a plate warmer.
Please don't let them be neighbours.
Afraid so, just the girl and her dad, though.
Thank God for small mercy.
I'm just going to fast forward a bit.
I wish we could do that in real life.
The head is crowning. It won't be long now. The midwife is encouraging her to push.
What's all that stuff? It's ever so messy.
It's just stuff, come to think of it. Some of it's poo.
Ooh. And here comes baby.
Blimey, look, looks like a load of mackerel, look.
You're crying.
It's fantastic. Look, girl. Girl, that look, it's a baby. Wait, Yvette, now have a look. Yvette.
Yvette Euskiver. She runs faster than she ever did on the netball court. 10 stone of pregnant girl in trainers runs lickety-split out of the hospital and onto the 39 bus. Where are you going, Yvette? The class is not over yet.
On to the third stage, the expulsion of the placenta. Oh, dear. The video doesn't seem to be working. Does anyone know anything about them?
Well, my Ian works for British Telecom. He should be able to put it right.
Move over. I'll have a go.
Oh.
Whoops. No go there. I think you'll need to call a man out.
Hallelujah.
Well, not to worry, because tonight we've got a special treat. We're very fortunate in having a real live new mum.
mum to talk to us. And she's going to talk us through her caesarean section.
Oh, Dom, please, can we leave?
No, no, not till I expect that scar. Got a casualty next month and I'm a bit rusty.
Caesareans are brilliant. You don't feel a thing.
Really?
Well, a bit. It just feels like someone's having a good route round your own, babe.
But first, onto the mats, please. Shoes off, ladies. On your hands and knees. That includes you.
Go on, Kel. You heard the lady. Go on.
This is daft. I'm not even having a baby.
Oh, come on, love, for me. Hey, go on.
Please. Oh, I can't remember the last time I got on all fours for a bloke.
I'd say this other, Kel. You're bumming those jeans, girl.
Ooh. Barry Martin, you dirty pig. Do you fancy going for a curry after?
Good idea, love. Hey, the old Belpore does an all-you-can-eat buffet for $3.99 and a Wednesday, why not?
Nice.
And where in the meantime has that naughty girl Yvette got to?
What are you going to call it if it's a girl?
Chantelle.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh,
I don't like it. We had a Chantelle at work. She's a right little cow. Why don't you call it Bjork? I love that name.
Nah, my dad liked Chantelle. It was the name of his pet Mexican walking fish that died accidentally.
What killed it?
My dad. He changed the water and forgot to put it back in. You know what he's like, always watching John Wayne films.
I haven't seen you down here in ages.
Yeah, well, they got a strict door policy, ain't they? No jeans, no trainers, no fat pregnant teenage girls reminding everyone what can happen after a couple of rum and cokes.
Yeah, I heard your Larry got sent down for fraud. Is that true?
Nah, manslaughter.
Mean. Yeah, you can't live with them and you can't keep living with your parents.
My dad's insisting he wants to be there for the birth.
Oh, yeah. Your dad? That makes me heave.
It was bad enough tonight going down the antenatal classes with him. Everyone else was there with their husband. There's me and me dad. It was like my first day at nursery. Only there were no crayons and most people were older than the teacher.
You can't have your dad there while you're in labour. It'll put you right off. God, I couldn't spend 25 minutes in the same room as my old man. Never mind 25 hours.
25 hours?
That's if you're lucky.
My dad was there when my brother was born. He said it turned him off sex for life.
With your mum anyway.
Yeah, he don't mind Pat, the barmaid from the Hemingford, and she's had six kids.
Kelly reckons I'll probably faint dead away and I won't have to worry. She says the last thing you want when you've got your legs wide open, some bloke holding your hand and telling you everything's going to be all right.
Sounds like the conception to me.
God, Anita, you can be so foul sometimes.
Yeah, look who's calling the kettle a pot. I'm not the one about to reenact a scene from Alien.
Don't remind me. Kelly's coming. I want her there.
Yeah, well, that's a bit like having your mum, isn't it? I wouldn't mind my mum being there, but I'd have to have the poor little mite induced because she won't miss an episode of Neighbours for anything.
Right then, I'm off.
Where you going?
Home. It's well past my bedtime. See you later.
Oh, poor Kel.
Yeah. I'll give her 3 months before she's on the at-risk list.
Meanwhile...
Oh, Barry.
Yvette's dad, Barry, and our friend Kelly are burping gently into the Indian.
Oh.
Now, look, I can do it in time to the music. Look, look.
Their stomach's distended, but not as much as Yvette's, Shona's and Geraldine's. Geraldine has offered Shona and Ian a lift home from the antenatal class. It was unavoidable. She and Shona sit in the front... Ian sits in the back with Dom and feels nervous, but doesn't know why.
Oh, slow down, lads. Pregnant women can't keep that sort of pace.
It's just here.
Oh, this is a lovely house. I told you, Ian, isn't it a lovely house?
Yeah, very grand.
We ought to have a whole house one day when we move.
Are you for sale?
Oh, too right. Can't tempt you, can we? Mind you, it's only got one bedroom if you're thinking of starting a family.
No, not in the foreseeable future.
In here.
Oh, it's very nice. Mm. Is that a real painting up there?
Yes, that's an Uberman.
Is it now? Mmm. Lots of red. Is it meant to be a tractor?
No, it's a Russian peasant woman digging potatoes.
What's it called?
A Russian peasant woman digging potatoes, I believe.
Mmm, well, enough art. What are you drinking?
What have you got?
Anything and everything. The cellar's a veritable cocktail bar. In fact, I'm thinking of opening it up. Dominic's Basement. Open all hours.
Oh, really? Newcastle Brown?
Relax, Ian. You're not his type.
Lager?
All right, why not?
Shauna?
Shona.
Sorry. What's your poison?
Lemonade, please. Or if you haven't any, I wouldn't say no to a ginger ale.
Right. One ginger ale coming up?
You couldn't garnish it with a courgette, I don't suppose. Only I'm very partial to that combination at the moment. Have you had any funny cravings, Geraldine?
Not really. Well, I did have to stop myself licking out the inside of the kettle the other day.
Lime scales. You can't get enough of it.
Just a tomato juice, please, Tom.
Right, oh, one Virgin Mary for the lady.
I don't think I'll ever get the hang of this Cockney rhyming slang.
Geraldine, do you mind if I visit the little girl's room?
Of course I'll come with you. I'm afraid there's quite a few stairs, though.
I'm used to that. We're top floor flat.
This way.
Crispian.
Oh, I'll say. Golly, they're funny colour, aren't they? What do you call them, then?
Blue organic tortilla crisps. A steal at £4 a packet.
Really? I'm a Walker's man myself. Me and Gary Lineker.
Yes, well, I'm more of a Ryan Giggs man myself. Oh, excuse me, I'll just pop on a CD. Any requests?
You got any Brother of the Man?
No, Robert took them all with him.
Robert was the husband, I take it?
Yes, he's moved out. No, gone.
What, you mean?
That's right, they're having a trial separation.
Tut-tut. We're there 7 months gone. That's a tragedy, it really is.
Yes, well, the tragedy was marrying the smarmy old fart in the first place. Whoops. Pardon the delinquent in me. If only. Oh, the answer phone's winking at me. The flirt.
And this is the nursery.
Oh, it's lovely. Really beautiful. Oh, I love your Beatrix Potter curtains. I had the same fabric for my bridesmaid dresses. Or I do envy you, Geraldine, all on your own in such a great big house. We're going to have to all sleep in the same room, you know.
Well, it'll only be temporary until you can move.
Yeah, I've got to keep thinking like that. The twins will have their own cots, of course. I mean, Ian's adamant he don't want them to sleep in our bed. With us, I mean. We wouldn't put them in our bed and then us sleep in the cots.
No, of course not.
But I like the idea of the whole family all tucked up in bed together. You know, if the world were to end at night, then at least you'd know where everybody was.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
Geraldine, there's a message for you. The lovely Robert, I believe.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, an answer phone. I hate them, you know. I never leave messages. I don't like talking to anything that's not got a face.
It's me, Robert. Listen, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I've got a case in the Cayman Islands. All of April, I'm afraid. Let me know what it is. I mean, well, fax me the result. Here's my number. It's 10987-4...
Cayman Islands. Notorious for hurricanes, darling. You never know your luck.
Now there's a thought. I'll save it for a rainy day. I shall leave Baby Street now. The rest of the world will be wondering where I am. It's high time Shona and Ian went home too.
Oh, Bermuda, lovely. We went to the Lake District for our honeymoon.
Honeymoon? It were more of a pilgrimage to Beatrix Potter. We spent every day in that museum.
Oh, Jeremy Fisher's my fave. What about you, Dominic? Are you a puddle duck man? Dominic? Dominic?
Shona and Ian, you can see yourselves out.
But I thought you loved Beatrix Potter.
Well, I don't mind her, but it was our honeymoon.
I hate you, Ian. You may be my husband and the father of my children to be, but I hate you.
Good night, Shona and Ian. Good Lord, this is getting just like the Waltons. Until next time, bon voyage.